This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The owners of a Colorado Springs brewery who were victims of last week's Club Q shooting will be holding a fundraiser on Tuesday. Rich and Jess Fierro of Atrevida Beer Company will donate money from pint sales to the LGBTQ plus resource center at UC Colorado Springs. Rich is credited with subduing the Club Q shooter who killed five people last weekend. One of the victims was Raymond Green Vance, who was their daughter's boyfriend. Whether you grew up in the snow or you're new to winter driving, it's important to be prepared. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on how to drive in the snow.
Experts' main advice is to slow down, increase following distances, and keep an extra eye out for pedestrians. It's also time to stop ignoring your low tire pressure light or old battery, which is more likely to die in the cold. Experts suggest winter or all-season tires meant for snow and mud for extra traction. And if you do slide, slowly steer where you want to go and refrain from slamming on the brakes. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The Colorado River Compact is officially 100 years old. The landmark agreement between seven western states and Mexico to divvy up the river's water was signed 100 years ago this week. Two decades of drought have put the arrangement's future in doubt, though. The federal government is pushing states to cut their use as water levels continue to drop. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Highs along the Front Range, really all the state today, will be in the upper 40s or the lower 50s. Stick around to see.